Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Friday, November 1st, 2019. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Dave Hamilton. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Kelly. It's a post-Halloween miracle.
For you particularly.
Yes.
I've seen your costume, so I know you might be more responsible for that miracle than most. Also with me today, I have yesterday's sexy naked cowboy, Brian Chaffin.
Toodaloo.
You said it again.
God, I did.
You gotta edit the show now so that people don't have to have that image in their heads.
No, it's a gift, Dave. It's a gift from us to them.
It's a Halloween gift to our listeners. Oh, we love them.
Yeah, no. But Brian, you got a gift. You gave yourself a gift.
That's where we're headed.
Look what Dave did there. Right, so I got a pair of AirPods Pro.
Yes.
I took one for the team.
As you do.
Because that's what I have to do. So, I guess we're going to talk about them, right?
Yes. I want to find out a bunch. It turns out I have a friend who picked a pair up yesterday. And so I did get to pick up the case and see how it stacked up to like regular AirPod cases and things like that. So I want to hear your experience.
Well, the case is bigger, speaking of the case.
Mm-hmm.
It is significantly wider and not as tall. Significantly wider, not as tall, but overall it still has a bigger footprint. It will in no way work with the AirPods Pro case. And that's fine, because now I guess you won't get them confused. But here's the thing. Did you pull them out of that case, Kelly?
I did.
Was it hard?
It was not. And I think it's because you have standard issue adult hands and I do not.
Well, yeah, I find it really hard to pull these things out. Maybe I needed to find the one, like I was pulling them out wrong.
Because, that was true with the original AirPods too, right? We all needed to learn to
nudge you're right.
With our finger. Like
it's just been so long, everybody forgot. That they
Everybody
all learned
forgot,
it at the time.
It was a pain in the neck getting them out first. And now, you put your finger in between them and they pop right out.
And they pop right out. Yeah. I'm glad you said that. So there is a particular way I just now realizing to pull them out where it doesn't suck.
Hey, could you do a video tip on that for us here at TMO?
I will try to do so.
Thank you.
That would be great.
I know that people listening. Can you describe it quickly for anybody that's listening that hasn't yet seen your video tip?
Yeah. So, Dave, when you said that, I picked up my regular AirPods case, and then my finger went right in between the middle of them.
Yeah.
Right, and pulled them out, and that's when I realized. So, if you grab it from the back and sort of angle it out, you can pull it right up.
Cool.
Yeah, when I was trying to lift them straight up, they don't want to come up.
No, that makes sense.
So it's definitely sort of like angling them out with my finger and then pulling them out.
Now, yeah, because the old AirPods case was actually built to do that, right? Like it had like the little ramp on the case and part of the AirPods to make that a very smooth sort of motion, that twist, and I mean really just pushing on it, but it causes the shape of the case causes it to lift twist.
Yeah, you're right. And as you said, or as Kelly said, it's just been so long.
Yeah.
I forgot about going through that process with the original ones.
Yeah, we all went through it. No, I bet that'd be a very, people would be very thankful.
That'd be super helpful.
See you put that tip up. I mean, 20 seconds could save I don't want to get all Sally Struthers and say that you could save a life for your tips combined with those of others could help save a community, but you could help save a community. So
there
you
go. True. This, from a whole lot of aggravation, to be fair.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Continuing with the physicalness, it's very interesting to me that they don't fit. They don't. They get pulled in with a magnet, just like the originals, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then that's but it's not like the cradle in them is not. It almost like seems like they're sort of like perched out a little bit. I don't know. It's kind of weird, but whatever. Next. The stem is in fact shorter.
Okay.
There was some question, like they looked shorter in the pictures,
mm-hmm.
right? But you know, is that just because of where the stem starts?
And that was my question.
Definitely shorter. It's interesting to me why Apple would actually make the stem shorter, considering that they could have given us some extra battery life with a longer stem.
Uh-huh.
Right, Dave? Don't you agree with that?
Yeah, like, potentially.
The battery, doesn't the stem hold the battery?
I haven't looked at the take apart that closely. I don't know where the battery is. I mean, there's a weight component to it too, right? Yeah. Where you don't want to have so much battery that I don't know that they would put the battery in the stem, because that might make them feel weird. Like, the battery life on these is pretty consistent with what you get from other true wireless in-ear headphones as well, right? So, I mean, you know, it's a little better, right? It's supposed to be about 4.5 hours. Isn't that what Apple says, Brian?
It's 5 hours with noise cancellation off.
Right.
3.5 hours with noise cancellation on and you're talking.
Okay.
And 4.5 hours with listening and noise cancellation on.
All right, so somewhere between 3 to 5 hours. That's actually a good stretch for true wireless earphones. I mean, on airplanes, I generally use the Earin, the Gen 2 or M2, they call them, which are, you know, just wireless earbuds. They just sit in your ear. And I can get, I guess I get pretty close to 4 hours with those. And that's with their you know, noise cancellation and whatever they call transparency mode on, you know, but everybody calls it a different thing, but it's the same thing. But that seems about right. Like, I wouldn't want them to have much more battery in them just in terms of weight. Like, I really like feeling kind of weightless with them in.
Well, to that end, I was just comparing left and I was just comparing, you know, holding one in my left hand and the old one in my right hand. And I think the new ones do way more, despite being smaller. So next,
a tip on the battery life that I just want to share with everybody. When I'm on an airplane and I know the flight's going to be longer than in my case, Earin's, but you know, in your case, your AirPods Pro, it's going to work. Anytime I get up, like to go to the bathroom or even just to get up and stretch or whatever, I take my earphones out and put them back in the case, because even just, you know, 5-10 minutes in the case is enough to really give you a nice, you know, boost on the charge there. So just bear that in. If you actively manage your battery, it really can work through a long flight, I've found. So,
sure. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And I would add too that I wonder what battery life on these is going to be in
practical terms, you
know, in 9 months. I've had two or three pair now. I had a pair replaced because of battery issues
of the original AirPods.
Yeah, the original AirPods. I had one of those replaced, and then I ended up ordering another pair with the wireless charging case.
Yeah,
and in each case, battery life is always degraded for me.
Interesting, huh? Huh. All right.
So next, they're not charging while they're in the box.
Interesting. So they come fully charged?
No, they weren't fully charged, but they also weren't zero charged. So the case and the AirPods were not fully charged, even though the case had a charge.
Oh, sure. Okay. How was that? Was there something? Were the AirPods not in the case, or were they blocking the contacts?
I'm guessing that it's some kind of mode that Apple's able to a shipping mode, and that to me is super clever.
Let's just hope that they don't accidentally get back into shipping mode for you or anyone else.
Yeah,
fair point.
Yeah.
Fair point. Yeah. So like the AirPods were at 74% and then the case was at 69%.
That's consistent with what all the reviewers got to the folks that were in New York on Tuesday or whatever it was for the, you know, for the introduction event or whatever. They everything was exactly as you described, right in that, you know, 70 to 80% range.
Yeah. Which means you can use them right out of the case. So that right out of the box, that's great. Next, they came with the medium tips for me, and the medium tips worked for me. Awesome. Your mileage will entirely vary on that. And I didn't have any problems inserting them into my ears. And I guess from there, they're very, very different. They obviously sit different in your ear, and you insert them into your ear differently than you do from the original AirPods. I didn't have any difficulty doing that. So I guess we'll talk about sound.
What I want to find out, Brian, is when you connected them, they went through a process. So you made sure the mediums were the ones that actually fit you, right?
Well, you can do that by hand.
Oh,
right. You can do that by hand, but it doesn't automatically do that. So if you go to your, say, iPhone, assuming you're using these with an iPhone, and you go to settings, Bluetooth, AirPods Pro, the little. Am I not connected right now?
The little eye.
The info button. Eye. Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't be connected right now unless they're in your ears. They're smart like that.
Right. That is true. Then there is a, I forget what the exact wording is because I don't have them in my ear right now. There is a seal test.
Oh, okay.
And it's super easy to do. And Apple just says, my iPhone said you have a good seal.
Okay.
I also have two files that Dave provided that he uses for checking a seal.
Mm-hmm.
Two audio files.
They just play a high tone and a low tone. I forget where the tones are. I think it's about a 2K tone for the high tone and a 100 hertz tone or something for the low tone. And you can instantly hear, especially once you get used to how these tones work, you can instantly tell if you don't get that full low end sound that you get when something is sealed in your ear. And that'll be a huge change for people going from original AirPods to AirPods Pro. Mm-hmm. Because the AirPods, you know, we've talked about this on the show many times, but the AirPods didn't seal. And there are places where that is there are scenarios where that's a good thing. In fact, there are people that will probably prefer those to the way the AirPods Pro sort of isolate you from the outside world and all of that. But
yeah, there are times when you don't want to be isolated from the outside world.
Correct. Yes. I agree with that. Yeah. But you know, that seal test is a great way. And we'll find the files online or something and link to them. But they're, you know, they're just MP3 files that play tones either alternating or simultaneously. And you know, you play it for about 4 seconds. You're like, yep, I got a good seal. Good to go.
Now, the other thing I wanted to find out about Brian was transparency mode, which is something that's supposed to mitigate some of this putting a rubber seal around your ear.
So it does have an on mode, an off mode, and a transparency mode. And on would be full active noise cancellation. And off would be full noise isolation because you do still have the seal.
Passive and noise cancellation.
Yes, passive noise cancellation. There you go. Or passive noise blocking, I guess. I guess it's not really being canceled, is it?
Well, and, no, but it, like the industry calls it passive noise cancellation. It's like, okay, so it's you're sealed. Great.
Yeah, you're sealed, right. And then there's the transparency mode. So with full noise cancellation, active noise cancellation on, I live on a busy street. It's the one thing I don't like about my house. It's freaking noisy. I cannot hear anything with the full noise cancellation on. It definitely is proper noise cancellation, at least as far as I can tell. With noise cancellation off, I get some of the world, but it is there's definitely a lot of blocking going on with the seal. And then with transparency mode on, it's almost like having a regular pair of AirPods in.
Wow. Okay.
That makes sense. Yeah. I'll add some context to this because I've talked to a lot of people about like how noise cancellation works and what it actually does. When you seal your ear, like you're talking about here, that blocks out most of the high end sound. right? Yeah. Like it really does. There's not much more you need to do there. But low end sound, you kind of feel as much as you even hear it, right? So to block out, you know, and my favorite example is the rumble of an airplane. If you are on an airplane for a long time without anything protecting your hearing, you won't necessarily suffer hearing damage, although long term you probably would, but you'll definitely suffer hearing fatigue, and it's part of what just makes you exhausted. Yes. And I always feel bad for people when I see them get on an airplane with regular AirPods in. It's like, oh, this, you're going to crank those up over the din of the plane, right? So with something that seals, you'd still get some of that rumble of an airplane. And turning on noise cancellation, you know, what it does is it's sampling the environment around you and then creating the exact opposite audio signature to put into your ears so that it cancels it out. It's 180 degrees out of phase and boom, it goes away. And it really is magic being on an airplane and putting in, you know, my whatever, it doesn't matter, with noise cancellation. It's like, oh, like you don't notice how loud that is and how exhausting it is to listen to that all the time until it just is like sucked away. You're like, oh, right, much better. Yeah.
And I've used noise cancellation headphones, Dave.
Yeah. Online. Over the ear. Sure.
Over the ears. Yeah. But I've never had an in-ear noise.
It's magic. Yeah. It's because it's the whole in-ear experience, right? Where, you know, you have no wires and you're free and there's nothing on your head and all of that. And then noise cancellation. It's quite sublime. And I have no doubt that the AirPods Pro will provide exactly that experience.
Okay, so does that answer your question on transparency mode?
Yes.
So then I guess we get to the theoretically pro part of it, at least according to Dave. And that would be the sound quality.
Yes.
And the sound quality is good. Now, I haven't, infinitely better than AirPods, the old AirPods. I mean, that's not even worth talking about that comparison. I haven't yet had time to compare them to, say, a great quality pair of headphones.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan of high-end, high quality, I should say, over-the-ear headphones.
Yes.
Haven't compared them there, but I have listened to them quite a bit and listened to music to them quite a bit, and the sound quality is very good.
Cool. I would, if and when you compare, just to give the AirPods a fair shake, compare to high quality headphones using Bluetooth, right? Because, yeah. I mean, and Apple does some great things like that. You know, they don't use the crummy original Bluetooth codecs. They use AAC codecs over Bluetooth, which are much better. But the bandwidth of Bluetooth is the bandwidth of Bluetooth. Like there's the compression is involved in that scenario, regardless of which compression it is. And, you know, so Bluetooth can sound really good. Like there's no denying it, but if you compare it to something that's plugged into, you know, some outboard DAC or whatever, if you plug wired headphones into an outboard DAC that you have connected to your Mac, like, you know, the AirPods are starting at a disadvantage and Bluetooth earphones are right.
And any in-ear headphone too, right? Dave, the size of the driver is the size of the driver.
Well, yeah, probably best not to call it a driver though. I don't think it's a driver in those. I'm pretty sure it's a balanced armature. And I think it's just one per ear, right? Because it's not actually a speaker in your ear. It's the balanced armature, which is a much lower power device. Balanced armatures can provide really good sound. I've used several different kinds. Futurisonics is the only brand of in-ear monitors that actually uses, or custom fit in-ear monitors, I should say, that uses dynamic drivers in the ear. And it's a whole different experience. I actually don't like those on stage because it's too full of a sound. It's better for just listening to music. What I wind up using on stage is a pair of Ultimate Ears that has a few different balanced armatures in the ear, in each earpiece, and they're tweaked and EQ'd to give me, I actually like a little more grit in the sound on stage so that I can hear the things I need to hear. But no, I mean, yeah, and I've heard balanced armatures tuned for listening, not necessarily active for playing, and they balanced armatures can sound really good in an ear. You know, your eardrum's not all that big either, remember? So, you know, it can, and yet your eardrum can sense, you know, sound from 20 hertz to 20 kilohertz. So something the same size as your eardrum can make sound from 20 hertz to 20 kilohertz. It's not going to shake your body, but neither is something in your headphones either, you know? So
here is what Apple describes, by the way. A custom high dynamic range amplifier produces pure, incredibly clear sound while also extending battery life, and powers a custom high excursion, low distortion speaker driver designed to optimize audio quality and remove background noise.
So maybe it is a dynamic driver in there.
And the driver provides consistent rich bass down to 20 hertz. Which, yeah, we can't even hear 20 hertz, right, Dave?
Yes, humans can hear 20 hertz to 20 kilohertz. Well, generally speaking, the accepted range for humans is 20 hertz to 20 kilohertz.
When does that low end start moving up in the hertz count?
Generally, never. It's the high end.
The high end that comes down. Okay, all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I knew that you would know that. So the other thing too is these don't get too loud.
Okay.
As far as, I mean, I haven't done any, like, I think that Apple is definitely like not allowing us to kill our own hearing with these.
Yeah.
Well, they might not need to get too loud because you're sealed off from the outside world. So you don't have to get louder than that. Right.
Yeah. Fair enough. And I haven't used any high end, in-ears, Dave.
Yep.
So yeah, I kind of wish that, like, you know, we could like dunk these in alcohol and let you have a go at them. Cause you're not going to get a pair, are you?
Just change the tips on them and then good to go. I might get a pair. I'm really stocked up on in-ear. Like,
yeah, but I have too much. Stocked up on everything. That's not what you do.
I know. I really like all the in-ear, like sealed in-ear things that I have. And I really like my AirPods because they're not sealed and I use them in different environments, mm-hmm. you know? So like I use my AirPods more as a Bluetooth headset for phone calls than I do for listening to things. And I love them. They are absolutely my favorite Bluetooth headset I've ever had. And I don't think I would feel that way about AirPods Pro. I think that, like, cause I've used sealed things as Bluetooth, you know, mm-hmm. headsets for calls. And I feel like I'm in a bubble. It's weird. Like when I talk, when I'm having a conversation, I like to hear myself bouncing off the walls. Like you're used to that. Mm-hmm. When I podcast, I have to have my own voice come back into my ears so that I hear what I sound like, you know, and I hear what I'm saying and it reminds me to stay close to the mic and all that stuff.
Right.
I'm guessing the AirPods Pro don't do that for phone calls, but I could be wrong. It would cost a lot of energy to do that, but it's certainly possible.
Probably want to be in transparency mode.
Yeah, fair. Oh, right. That would be the way to do it. Right.
For a phone call. I did do the very, very irresponsible thing and put them in my ears and get in my car.
And yeah, that's irresponsible.
And then immediately
you drove your car?
Down a back street.
Got it. Okay.
And then just to see, you would not want to have these on in the car. And if you do, they need to be in transparency mode and you probably shouldn't wear them in your car at all.
Now
that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing I wanted to ask Brian is if you had tried just one. I find that at least for me, I spent a whole lot of my weekend time this summer working in the yard. And so I was passing the time listening to books and podcasts and things with one headphone in, one of my AirPods, so that I could hear if Mr. Kelly needed me for something or, you know, somebody drove up in the driveway or whatever, then I could at least pay attention to what else was going on. But then in the meantime, I can be listening to whatever. Have you tried these with just the one in?
I have not.
I feel like outside of transparency mode, it would be very odd because it would still be one, like, sealed in your ear and then your other ear not at all. So
yeah, I don't even know, now that you say that, and hopefully you're hearing me okay, I don't even know that active noise cancellation goes on until you have both of them in your ear.
That would make sense.
Because I do, it turns out I put them in one at a time.
What? Yeah,
just like
everybody just else?
Like yeah.
Exactly. And there is something that's happening after the second one goes in.
That makes sense. Yeah. Well, they probably also sync with each other through your head.
Yeah.
I think that's how that's working, but it might not be. I forget how AirPods, if they're each talking to your phone and your phone's managing it, or if they're using tech to go, through your head but or whatever.
The difference between having one AirPod in one ear and your other ear nothing, and one AirPod Pro in your ear and the other ear nothing, there's a bigger difference between the AirPod Pro because of the seal. So you would still have, the passive noise cancellation we were talking about. Like, there's still a greater gap between what you can hear and what you can't hear. If you've got one of those in with the rubber, with the silicone tip, it's still going to block a certain amount of noise, even in transparency mode. So that was the thing I was kind of wondering about. It seems like it would be more disorienting with that headphone than the other one. So
I like these things. It's funny, Dave, I don't know if you caught this in the conference call with analysts. Tim Cook said that he thought that there would be a lot of people who wanted to get a second pair of AirPods for the noise cancellation.
Yeah. Oh, that totally makes sense to me. Yeah. If I didn't already have some sort of, true wireless earbud that sealed and had all this other tech, then I would be all over the AirPods Pro, and I would keep my original AirPods too.
Right. And I am definitely going to keep my original AirPods too. But the all in all, I like these. I do not regret buying them. I think they sound really good. I can't yet say a comparison to another high-end pair of in-ear buds, but they sound good. And listening to music is a pleasure, and not having the noise of the world is a pleasure.
Yeah. That's great.
There you have it.
All right.
Cool.
Well, Brian, thank you for telling us about those. I'm curious what other people's experience has been also with these new AirPods Pro. So if you have them, or if you want to get them, or if you don't want to get them for some interesting reason, we would like to hear about that. You can email us at observations@macobserver.com. You can talk to us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. I want to thank both of you for being here today. Thanks, Dave, so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, fun stuff. Thanks for letting me, play interviewer and pepper Brian with questions. And Brian, thank you for letting me pepper you with questions.
Of course.
Brian, thank you for being peppered with questions.
I am well peppered. And I'll let that image go with the, with the other one.
We're just going to send everybody into the weekend with that image.
You're welcome, everybody.
All right. For better or worse, I've been your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you on Monday. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.